This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, apparently the pandemic has us picking up our fast food slower. They found the surge in people ordering at the drive-thru is causing long lines and delays.
Yeah.
Average time in the fast food lane from pulling into line and driving away with your food has increased almost 30 seconds this year. That's all? Seems like I wait forever. And while 30 seconds doesn't sound that bad for a restaurant, that 30 seconds could mean losses of $30,000 a year. Don't you be messing with my morning coffee now. Drinking coffee first thing in the morning before breakfast could have a negative effect on your blood glucose control. According to scientific research, our blood sugar control could be impaired if the first thing our body comes into contact with after waking up is coffee. They say put food in your stomach first. An 86-year-old psychologist, Catherine Etsy, says people tend to be at their happiest in their 80s. She noticed the change in people as they age and interviewed 125 people in their advanced years to figure out what's up. What she's found is an aging mind is kinder to us. By the time people hit their 80s, they've made peace with the pains and disease, and that helps them thrive. The three secrets to a happy older life. People in their 80s have a purpose in their lives. They have less stress, and they live in the moment. And she said that's a pretty good place to be. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Millennials are embracing camping during the pandemic. New survey finds nearly half of the campers in the U.S. this summer were either brand new or hadn't camped in years. Millennials accounted for 40% of all campers and 55% of new campers. Good for them. A resident of Hell, Michigan, who calls himself the unofficial mayor of Hell, is offering a unique opportunity for Halloween. His spooky tiny house, known as the Mayor's Lair, is available on Airbnb for 3 one-night stays. Each booking includes a queen-sized bed, pumpkins for carving, an outdoor movie screen, and fire pit. But the coolest thing you get is the unofficial title of Mayor of Hell. A house from the movie Silence of the Lambs is for sale. Yep, Buffalo Bill's home from the movie can now be yours and just in time for Halloween. The 4-bedroom farmhouse is located in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. It has an asking price of $298,500. Does it feel like we're living in a horror movie? Survey finds more than 66% of respondents say, yeah, they feel like they're living in a horror movie in 2020. Even so, the same percentage said watching a scary movie was a fun escape from reality. From the same survey, the top iconic horror movies of all time include Beetlejuice, The Exorcist, Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Halloween at number one. Researchers say Earth isn't the only place worth living on. They say there are probably 24 other planets with just as nice conditions suitable for life. These super habitable planets are older, slightly larger, warmer, and possibly wetter than Earth. Bummer is, they're more than 100 light years away. Finally, in sort of a battle of the sexes, when it comes to stopping the spread of the coronavirus, who does it better, men or women? Sorry, guys, it's not you. Researchers say nearly 60% of women wear a mask correctly compared to about 40% of men. Ladies are also more likely to follow guidelines given by doctors and lawmakers. They were better at hygiene and social distancing, too. Big motivator may be that women surveyed felt much more anxious about the coronavirus and responsible for people around them. Knucklehead news comes out of Great Britain, where a college student admitted she and her roommates were three dryer sheets to the wind when they challenged her, due to her small size, to see if she fit in their shared clothes dryer. She said she didn't think she could, but was surprised how easy it was to get into the dryer. Even more surprised when she couldn't get out. Oh, her pals tried to free her, but she wouldn't budge. So they had to call the fire department to extract her from the machine. Holding back their laughter, the firefighters were able to get her out. Then they lectured the group about home safety and went on their way. Can't teach stupid. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul at WCSY.com. My email, if you come across something you think I should buzz about. If you missed something or would like to listen again, find the podcast of the Daily Buzz at WCSY.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.